AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The prison worker accused of helping two killers bust out of Dannemora in New York goes to court this morning. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Joyce Mitchell, a tailor shop instructor at Clinton Correctional Facility, was jailed shortly after the elaborately staged June escape of Richard Matt and David Sweat. Mitchell is accused of providing hacksaw blades, chisels, a punch tool, and a screwdriver to Matt. Authorities say she became close to the pair, agreed to be their getaway driver, even discussed killing her husband, but she backed out at the last moment. She'll be arraigned on charges of first-degree promoting prison contraband and fourth-degree criminal facilitating. Her lawyer has said he hoped for a plea agreement. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Some people are unhappy that the Boy Scouts are ending their ban on gay adult leaders.
I think you will see many Christians drift toward these alternative scout organizations.
The Reverend Robert Jeffress is a pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas. The scouts will allow church-sponsored units to keep the ban on gay adult leaders in place if they choose to, though a rights group called the Human Rights Campaign says the scouts should not allow that. Even some Democrats in the House say they have some serious concerns about that nuclear deal with Iran. Today, three cabinet secretaries will get some tough questions from lawmakers. The three are Secretary of State John Kerry, the Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, and Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew. Some pretty big brains are warning major powers like the U.S. against trying to develop killer robots, autonomous weapons that use artificial intelligence. Legendary physicist Stephen Hawking and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak have written an open letter this morning arguing against any major power developing those weapons, which they say would lead to a global arms race. This is AP Radio News. So what will the NSA do with millions of telephone calling records it collected under a controversial program leaked by Edward Snowden? Our Carlotta Bradley's got the answer.
The Obama administration has decided the National Security Agency will soon stop using millions of American phone records collected under a program leaked by former agency contractor Edward Snowden. Congress passed a law in June ending bulk collection of the information after a six-month transition, but officials weren't sure what to do about records going back 5 years that are being stored. As of November 29th, those records will no longer be examined in terrorism investigations and will be destroyed as soon as possible. A statement says they can't be purged at the moment because the NSA is being sued over them. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Two experts say it appears that the woman who died in a Texas jail cell 3 days after a traffic stop may have used marijuana while in custody. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.